Today on the show, we'll hear what some of the lasting consequences could be of the 2016 campaigns. We'll also hear how we're not alone in the divisiveness that's marked this election. So let's start with a closer look at another country where they're gearing up for a vote and where a candidate has also been making headlines with anti-immigrant rhetoric. Geert Wilders in the Netherlands. Wilders was due to go on trial today, but he didn't show up. My BBC colleague Anna Holligan in Amsterdam is following his story.
He is accused of inciting racial hatred. So these charges relate to a political rally back in 2014. He was addressing a cafe full of supporters in The Hague, and he asked them, "Would you like more or fewer Moroccans in the Netherlands?" And the crowd chants back, "Fewer, fewer, fewer." And he replies, "We will arrange that then." Now, they say that this broke the rules in terms of freedom of speech. Geert Wilders has been talking about it. He says that he is simply representing the view of millions of Dutch citizens. He was exercising his right to free speech, and that the comments should be judged in Parliament, not in court at this high security court in Schiphol.
What do the Dutch actually feel about Moroccan immigration to their country?
That's a very good question. According to the prosecutors, he simply took his political agenda too far, that he pushed the boundaries of free speech over the edge. He went from targeting a religion, and he's talked a lot in the past about Islam. He's called for a ban on the Quran, a ban on mosques, on headscarves in the Netherlands. But this time they say he crossed a line. He went too far in targeting an entire ethnic group. And what's really interesting, when you look at his comments and his statements, and he actually tweeted 5 minutes before the trial began to essentially say he wasn't backing down. He believed in what he'd said, and that 43%, he said, of the Dutch population agreed with him. It's a message that resonates with a big proportion of Dutch society who do feel as though immigration is out of control. And he's also pushing this anti-establishment message too.
So he's got this trial today, but he's not attending it. What could this mean for him, and why is he not there?
So he says that this is a political trial. He's referred to it as a travesty, and he says he will not cooperate. He was represented in court earlier by his lawyers and an empty chair. And in fact, he released a statement ahead of this trial. We can hear a little bit of that now.
"It is my right and my duty as a politician to speak about the problems in our country, because the Netherlands has a huge problem with Moroccans. I will always keep expressing my opinion on behalf of millions of Dutch citizens, whatever the consequences."
The kind of populist, anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim message that Geert Wilders is proposing sounds familiar to American ears, I imagine. Are there parallels in Geert Wilders with the rise of Donald Trump?
Marco, you would not believe the amount of political analysts who have made that comparison. The people who I've been speaking to over the last couple of days, they say the similarities are striking, right down to the eccentricity and the hair that is often subject of ridicule. Geert Wilders has very distinctive peroxide dyed hair as well. It goes much further, though, than the aesthetics. He is similar to Trump, very critical of the press, who he says are against him. In a similar way to Donald Trump, he makes use of social media a lot to make sure that his voice is heard by people without being filtered through the media. And in terms of politics, anti-immigration, he's talked about banning the Quran, stopping Muslim immigration. All of this will resonate with an American audience who have heard very similar sentiments from Donald Trump.
My BBC colleague Anna Holligan in Amsterdam, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.